Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hands together, let's give the Lord praise. Are you excited tonight? Oh, put your hands together. I'm not hearing you. Add a shout of praise. Thank you, Dr. Bansam, for that presentation on the Institute. The Lord mightily bless you. Amen. We are ready to take off. What a blessed night tonight is. We are honored and privileged to have the servant of God here in the house. And so, on the behalf of the president and vice president of the Eastwood and our ministries, our father, Pastor Eastwood, and our mother, Mama Rosemond, I have the singular pleasure to be introducing to you the speaker for the first session of this night in the person of the Prophet Kofi Odru. Before he comes up stage, permit me to say a few things about him. The Prophet Kofi Odru is the senior pastor of Alabaster International Ministries. Put your hands together for him. He is an extremely principled and end-time revivalist with a massive mandate to the nations of Ghana and the body of Christ. He's a meticulous writer, an accurate preacher, beg your pardon, with precision into God's word, a model marriage counselor, an exquisite praise and worship leader. I didn't know that about him. His message centers on salvation, order, discipline in the body of Christ. Let's celebrate the grace of God. His prophetic ministry is encapsulated with strange happenings of the Holy Ghost and power. His radio and television broadcasts called Ye, and then Morning Fire and Dan Quansem, coupled with his evangelistic drive dubbed Jesus Rally and Campus Fire, continues to be a blessing to the nations of the world. Let's celebrate God's gift, please. He is a married man, married to Rita, and God has blessed them with Soma, Enshira, and Asida. Can you please stand to your feet? Put your hands together with a shout as you receive to this podium the Prophet Kofi Odru. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and speak in the spirit for just 30 seconds. Kusaka kaka daka dosha dahaya. Rabba da baha da kofa. Masabranta yada bronka payada. Eskadi talyada barunta yada. Can these lovely guys help me? When the glory comes, there will be
nowhere to say.
Come on.
Oh, 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 oh.
bless you. We give you the absolute glory, the honor, and the praise. You have gathered us in Love Revolution 2023. We bow before you and ask for extra oil. Show us your glory, eternal Holy Spirit of your way. Speak to these august people in clarity, power, and release yourself on us in Jesus' precious name. We come against every hold of the enemy. We rise against every noise that be in the name of Jesus. We remove every limitation, hindrance, and blockade that your people will soar with the precision of the eagle in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Are you clapping your hands? Our mother is in the house. You can do even better. Are you clapping? Ladies and gentlemen, in the desert pastures, and ladies and gentlemen, on television, on radio, online, from around the world, we salute everybody on behalf of our Father. We want to thank God for the lives of everybody. Before I continue, let's welcome our Father into the house. Are you clapping? Are you celebrating? Can I hear your voice of appreciation? Salute you, Papa. Today, on your behalf, on my behalf, I never dreamt, never in my life, never in my wildest imagination, that one day I will stand here. I mean, never. Never. This is one of the most exalted altars in the world. This is the most, one of the most exalted altars in the world. Hallelujah. I'm so humbled. I'm so grateful that we came today. It's one of the most humbling days of our lives. The lessons are just so humbling. The ministry is just amazing. Papa, thank you. Thank you for obeying God. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you, your obedience have brought all of us to this place and all over the world, the people that are watching on television, online, and on radio. We are grateful. And Lord bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank God for the current chairman and also Chairman Anchaba, thank you, sir. Papa, God bless you. And also to salute God for Dr. Mike and his wife and all the august ministers in the house. I told the day, which message again can I preach in this place? Hallelujah. Whilst you're also standing, I will want to appreciate the most important person, you. You for coming to be part of this August convention. You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My father has preached many messages on saviors to the point that my appetite for saviors came up for us to host him in Accra so that he could continue. The foundation scripture that he has always apostolated has come from Obadiah chapter 1 and verse number 21. Whilst we are also standing, I would love to read that to you. The Bible said, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. And the Bible said, to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. This, he has expounded it, elicited on it so much, taking it into diverse departments and chambers of the word of the Lord. He has the two books that came out, Saviors, I have read that book, and then the Saviors Warrant, I have read that book. Now, even if you read that book, you can be able to even expound further, because he does that in the book. Ladies and gentlemen, I realize that he picked up on many, many subjects on saviors. Little saviors, savior, save yourself. I have followed every message on saviors. Now, tonight I may find a verbosity or a terminology to possibly try to pretend as if that he has not exhausted it, because he has. And so I am going to title my message, The Savior's Charge. The Charge of the Savior. The Savior's Charge. I believe that anybody that God sends, he gives a charge. There is a song that says, when I'm doing well, help me not to seek a crown. And so when I came and I saw Papa's latest book, Four Kinds and Humility, it just aligned with what the Savior's charge is. God doesn't have any problem elevating a person and granting the person grace to function in a world where the people can be able to celebrate or disdain that person. As a matter of fact, a whole generation or society can disdain a person, but God has the ability to expound and give that person expression. Come in here. I see that. I can see the light of God in this region through our father and our mother's ministry. I mean, whether the people want to express or celebrate it or not, God has given the grace and expression, and the expression of the grace is expressing itself. Are you here? Ah, my God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Whilst I build up on the introduction, and look carefully, the Psalm number 91 and verse number 14. And the Bible expostulated so many very wonderful things. The Bible said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I would deliver him and set him on high, because he has known my name. That is the foundation or the substratum of a Savior's charge. God sends a person and gives him a profound and a precise assignment, and then charges the person, most often times, certain things not to attempt. There are so many patriarchs in the Bible and matriarchs in the Bible. Anybody that the Lord gives grace, anoint, and sends, he will also give some precautionary prerequisite to that person. This is your assignment, but this area, be careful. That is your charge. Samson, he gave Samson an assignment. You are the church of Israel. Go out there and deliver my people. But your charge is the seven locks on your head. No razor shall touch. You are a Nazarite. That is his charge. The Bible said that God called King Saul and gave him a mandate and said, Saul, go and destroy Amalek. Destroy their kings. Destroy their enterprise. Every endeavor of that particular nation, destroy it. Bring glory to me by destroying it and come back to me. That was his charge. He said, never leave anything alive. Everything must go. It is the Savior's charge. So King Saul then becomes a savior, but he has a charge on his life. He goes to that particular voyage. The Bible said he does everything according to the word of the Lord and leaves the fatted cows and camels and goats and sheep and oxen, and then returns with the kings of that land. When the prophet saw King Saul, he said, who are these and what are these that are making noise? And the Bible said, he said, these are the sacrifices and the sacrifices for venison for the Lord. He said unto the king, that day you have done foolishly, and because you have done foolishly, the kingdom shall be ripped out of your hands. I realize that anybody God raises up, he anoints you. There are assets that he gives to you. One of those assets is the unction, the wisdom, people around you, a favorable season and time. He grants you the ability and the grace to function in the environment in which you are. He elevates your name and projects, amplifies you all around. God lifting you, giving you wealth is not a problem. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, the love revolution is not just a church thing. No. The love revolution is not a church thing. People have traveled from Germany, America. People have traveled from Zimbabwe, Accra, Kumasi, places. You think if it was church, they won't come. it goes beyond church. There are business people sitting here. There are entrepreneurs sitting here. There are, you know, government officials sitting here. All of them need that revolution. Husbands and wives, they need that revolution. Children and their parents, they need that revolution. It's a global revolution and a seasonal revolution. The rate by which hatred, cruelty, hatred is sweeping all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, if love does not lead and prevail, I tell you, we will all burn from the face of the earth. The hatred is too much. Hosea 9 verse 7, the Bible said the days of visitation has come and the days of recompense has also come. Israel will know. He goes further and said, Israel will know that the spiritual man is mad, the prophet is a fool. And at the last line, he said, because of the great hatred, that is too much, the intensity of hatred. People can look in the eyes of somebody and they hate them for no reason. No reason. The hatred does not have any reason. And that is the kind in which, so we need a love revolution to settle matters. Yeah, love revolution to bring all these marriages out of court. Yeah, love revolution to be able to bring students and their lecturers or teachers in harmony. We need a love revolution in our courts. We need a love revolution in our boardrooms. We need a love revolution, yeah, in our society, in our churches especially. There are people sitting in church and the hatred that is mounting up in church is unbelievable. Church to church, pulpit to pew, yeah, church member to church member, they sit in church and the hatred is unbelievable that is mounting up, ladies and gentlemen, on people. I came tonight to tell there is a revolution that is boiling like hot water. It is boiling all over the world. It is reason the sons and daughters of God. It is to spill the intentions of God and the might of God and the grace of God and the move of God and bring people into love, into harmony, into peace. Somebody lift your hand and shout, hey! You may be seated. You are up too early. You may be seated. You may be seated. So he said there are saviors that will rise and saviors will come on Mount Zion. Most of those saviors are not in religious terms. When I come to all the projects, I look at the conclusion and I make a conclusion that Jesus is our ultimate savior. But there are saviors also who are in his stead, who have come in our time, our generation, and are living their lives alleviated people from all that they are going through. And look at our father and our mother. I see saviors. If they had not come to this region, we would not be sitting here tonight. The people watching us will not be watching us tonight. Saviors have emerged. But you see, the saviors, they carry a mandate. The mandate is there. The assignment is there. The obligation is there. But anybody that God raised up, God also gives the person a charge. Maybe let me use a common word. God has some warning to your assignment. There is no warning than be careful. There is no warning like sheye. When the Lord elevates a person, when a person becomes great, you realize that the person is on a danger zone. Therefore, God has a charge. A wife that is a savior has a charge. There is a charge on the wife. Be careful. There is a mama who I na, a mama papa who I am na. We jamu mane kwa enwa no no. It's your charge. Papa, you have been on the scene for a very long time. When the Lord called me, you have been one of the portraits that I have followed, listened to, and, you know, wants to emulate. You seen people risen and people falling off. You have seen people who took over cities, filled auditoriums, had big names, and today they are nowhere. So tonight, it will not be the exciting night. Tonight is going to be that night where you sit down like this, receiving your marching orders, your charge. Your charge. The problem is not being anointed. Anybody can be anointed. Problem is not being in charge on top. If you don't know how to keep the charge, you don't last. You will not last. You will go up. You will not last. And therefore, the charge is very important. One of the things that the Lord charges every savior to watch passionately is the temptation of appetite. Appetite. This generation is a generation of extremely gifted people. As a matter of fact, mommy, if I put this generation in a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, this particular generation has so much strengths. Our strengths, we are gifted people. Our strengths, you know, look at all these lovely people gathered in this August place. That is a strength. The church is a voice. The nation have all of us, you know, who believes in one objective, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is a strength. Our weaknesses are our appetites. We have strengths with strange appetites. The first appetite I want to talk to you about tonight is looseness, frivolity, looseness. Somebody being frivolous. They carry the glory of God, but they are loose. This is why we have brought familiarity to the things of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why the glory of God that is supposed to go to the very heights, we go to the middle pass, and then we allow looseness. And that is why most of the things that were so important to the church many years ago, now it's not. This is why we see church auditoriums in Europe being turned into, listen to that, being turned into sex museums and into pubs, drinking sports, cathedrals have been because of looseness, frivolous nature of the people. So any savior the Lord raises up, he wants you, be careful of looseness. Frivolity. When somebody is loose, they take things for granted. Like Esau, who feel, you know, the birthright is just a plate of food. That is looseness. If you want me to get a better word for looseness, carelessness. Carelessness. The way we treat the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, is so amazing. And the Savior, if you want to finish your mandate and cross your line and finish your assignment and receive the crown and the applause of God, please watch carelessness. It is a threat that is standing before you. Number two, there is a quest for supremacy. That is Papa's book. I have read that book. As a matter of fact, I have two copies at the same time. I have read that book over 7 times. The quest for supremacy have led many of us stepping on other people going to the top. We crush, we condemn everybody. Today when we went to, you know, the village, I it was a mixed feeling for me. I stood there whilst Papa's brother was going through the historic nature of that environment and that community and all that. It brought me a lot of, emotions. The reason is because there are so many people. Like my father was saying this morning, the moment you announce where you come from, that alone raises a lot of eyebrow. Many people think that they are better than you. They are more human being than you. Supremacy is driving us to that particular point. And so when I came in and my father was teaching humility, God resists the proud and showeth mercy to the humble. I would love you to understand it that particular way. Your charge is to stay away for, you know, that rough road. How people pursue supremacy. They don't care how they make the name. They don't care how they get to the top. They don't care how they treat each other. When I look at the quest for supremacy in our time, I see something. In this Ghana, if they don't know your name and how popular you are, what position you have, they don't respect you. They don't treat you good. As much as you don't have a name, they will not treat you good. But for, when I listen to all the stories of our father, he was telling me that he used to walk from here to the village. Can you imagine that at the time, if you even say to the maid, Charlie, can you connect me? They will not even listen to you. But you know, you never know the outcome of the raw material. When God is working on the raw material, he can pick up the raw material and, oh yeah, I'm talking about the Savior's child, and refine it and polish it, yeah, and recycle it, yeah. And by the time he is through, you are going to see the glory of Almighty God that is brooding on that particular thing. Somebody shall hey! Let me tell you about the last thing, and then I'll bring my message to a close. The Savior's charge is to be very careful not to trivialize the anointing. Every savior is anointed, not only the preachers. Let me tell you, sit down, let me say this. This point, you don't need to miss this one. This one, I will be careful to put you, this one. Who with you? Who with you? When I push the prologue or the preamble, then I can come to those elements. Let me put it this way. If you take out the calling of God, the anointing of God, and the grace of God that accompanies ministry, the work of God is a skill that can be learned. Let me say what I said in my language. They said you be like somebody goes to learn a skill or a trade, hairdressing at the pump. That is why the people follow Jesus. They were learning the ministry. He called them disciples who became apostles. What changed? Students graduated. We have all traveled around the world to come and sit here because God has raised a Solomon in our time that we all need to sit down and learn the skill. There is a skill. Many of us, if we had this potential to be our father, I tell you, many of us couldn't have come close. The barriers and the obstacles that will be there will be so many. I learned something, you know, from him. I learned, you know, the lessons are just too many. Anybody that comes around, he puts his hand around the person. Whether the person is wearing nice clothes or not, nice perfumes or not, you can see love tangibly typified, illustrated, signified, demonstrated. How many people will put their hands around a person who is not smelling good, who has not bathed, how many people? Not to trivialize the anointing. The unction of the Holy Spirit in this end time are diverse. Anointing for ministry, anointing for entrepreneurship, anointing for ministry, anointing for business, anointing for nation building, anointing for family. But don't trivialize the unction, because what God is doing in this end time is that every anointing, because it's a relay, God puts the relay baton in the hands of the front runners, and then the forerunners are going to run. When they run to the fall, then they hand over the baton. I want to say this, you know, when we look at people like Kwasi Amoako, my father, and look at people who came on the scene like Brother Enoch Agbozo, and look at people like Brother Abraham Beloved, and look at people like Brother Abeka, and look at people who carried the grace and the unction of God like Brother Idahosa. They carried that baton and handed it over to the next generation, like Nicholas Duncan Williams, like Mensah Otabel, like Robbie Ampia Kofi, like Charles Ajinasari, like Sam Crunchy Anchor, like Christy Dotet, like Stephen Stanley Mensah, like Ransford Obey, like Alfred Nyamiche, like Isaac Quay. You pick up on people and now round it all up, like Eastwood and Rosemont Anaba. There is a baton that is in your hand, and the relay is ongoing. The people must get ready to receive the baton and to run with it. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to announce God is raising new masters, and the new masters will come from everywhere, in ministry, in business, in politics, in nation building, in bright thinking, in creativity, and all stuff like that. There are new masters that are coming. If you will be sensitive enough, if you will be ready enough, if you will be ready, humble enough. As I close, oh, you can clap your hands as I close. I have seen great men when they were dying, but the people around them didn't see. They didn't see. Their sensitivity level was low. I am charging the saviors. Reverend Aaron, you and the team and the people in this house, Fountain Gate pastors, EAM facilitators, I mean, this is the time that none of us can joke with. None of us. It's too prophetic. If you are looking for a time where God wants to position you for a relay elevation, it's within this time. We are sensitive enough, you will get what I'm saying. Why will this gentleman and the ladies that came from the city, why will they fly from everywhere to this place? Why? Papa will be coming to the U.S. They are EAM U.S. They could have stayed there. Why are they here? The glory is pouring out. It is not just church. God is looking for candidates. Candidates. Candidates that will receive the glory. Sons and daughters of God that are polished, refined, anointed. They are vigilant. They have denied themselves. They are ready for God. Fasted and prayed. They are in expectation and they are in awe. They want to see the glory of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I see the Savior's glory coming down in the Love Revolution 2023. I see the Savior's glory is pouring out. God is just looking for people to lay the glory on. Somebody, you believe it, shout, hey! Let me say it this way as I close. 20 years ago, there was no social media. Only 20 years ago, there was no social media. No Facebook, no YouTube, no Instagram, no WhatsApp, nothing. 20 years ago. The guy that founded, Facebook was doing a trial version as a student on campus. And the thing just went wild. Today, we are all consumers. Let me put it this way. 8 years ago, your minister of information had no business with politics. 8 years ago, your minister of information had no business with politics. He was a radio presenter. I'm trying to tell you that it doesn't take long for the table to turn. It doesn't take long. You better treat each other well. You better treat people well. You better treat people well. Yeah. The next person sitting to you might be nobody in court today, but I can give you 24 months. That same person, you will need and you will need to go through a process to meet. Am I talking to you? If you are the one I'm talking to, somebody lift your voice and shout, yeah! Shout out the higher. As I finish, only 8 years ago, I said your minister of information had no business with politics. 2 years after, it happened. Barack Obama, at the time he wanted to be president, 2 years before he became a candidate, you will not believe, he went to the Congress, and whilst he was parking his car, in the book, Audacity of Faith, he wrote, he said, all eight credit cards bounced to pay for parking. And he stood outside watching on the screen the Congress. 4 years after that year, he was president of the United States. God is raising new masters. It may not look like it. I mean, pastors, let's treat each other well. Let our spouses treat each other well. When I look at our mother, man, humility in personification, humility typified, humility clearly illustrated. And so, Papa, when you say mommy is a Christian, I believe it. When you say my mother is a Christian, I believe 100%. I see Christ in her. I see the way she relates to everybody. I see the way she connects to everybody. I was in London one time, 1:15. I greeted the pastor's wife and she didn't respond. She chuckled. Sunday. And she didn't even know I was coming to their service. So when she stood and was introducing her husband to preach, I sat on, you know, in the congregation, and she didn't know whether to smile or not to smile. Many people are Christians speaking in tongues, but they are very nasty here. Nasty, very, very, very nasty here. The conscience, the motives, and the heart is very nasty. The way they talk to you, the way they behave, the way they receive you. You better treat each other well, because very soon, oh yeah, very, very, very soon, very soon. 7.5 years ago, exactly 7.5 years ago, I met Pastor Elvis Ajiman in a small meeting at Achimota. West Legon. It was a holiday. It was a small hotel conference room. My childhood friend, Emmanuel Holbrook, a prophet of God, had invited me to a holiday service. It was like a pastor's thing, Papa. And Elvis Ajiman showed up. At the time, they had started their church 1 month. Nobody knew him. When I saw him in the service, I said, the young man over there, Bura, can you come to me so I can speak a prophetic word to you? And then I said to him, anytime he shares the testimony, he says that the way I received him, the way I spoke to him, was as if I had met a president, but nobody knew him at the time. And I said, the Lord says that he is going to hide you in 7 years. After 7 years, he will unveil you and explode all over the world. There will be Ghana, according to the prophecy, Ghana has never seen any healer and miracle worker like you. But it will happen after 7 years. Went into hibernation, I couldn't hear of him any time. One day, when they started Alpha Hour, he shared the testimony on Alpha Hour. People like Prophet Ajiman Prempeh are people whose ministry will be resisted many, 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 many times in many places. The reason is because of what the forerunners did. And so even though he is speaking the mind of God, the intentions of God, because the root have been disdained and tarnished. As I finish, I want to tell everybody, Savior, you have a charge. There is a charge on your head. There is a charge on your head. When the Lord said to that widow, go to the brook. I have commanded the ravens to feed you. In other words, God has commanded the ravens to the brook. The ravens are on their way to the brook. If the prophet misses the brook, he has missed the provision. The provision is going to the brook. We have come like birds on assignment or on a mission. On assignment, on a mission. Papa, before this unveiling, I traveled to live in England for 4 years. When I came back home, we went through some dark patch of life. From 2010 to 2015, 5 years. We didn't know it was the Lord that was preparing us. Every door shut. Everything closed. Nobody wanted to invite us. The only person that invited me countlessly was Reverend Dr. Christy Dotete, until people said, what is it that this guy has that this woman in a year can invite me like 14, 15 times? So people were curious. 5 years! Even where Alabaster is, they took it from us. It belonged to my family. They took it from us. For 3 years, we were not having church there. It was a dark patch. One day, I got a prophetic word. I traveled out of the country. Prophetic word started unfolding. I went to a place, did ministry. Strange things happened. God honored, and the people gathered revenue. I came back. Individuals. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Went close to 60-something, almost $70,000. When I came back to Accra, and I said to Dede, I really like Range Rover Vogue. Ubi ame ma bre mu se a nyame ehu mi mobono. Ka na na me kodwuna. So I went to PHC Motors. I saw the car, I took pictures, I brought it home. I said, Dede, come and see. I feel like I want to buy this car. She said, what in your lifetime have you been able to do for God? You as an individual. This money is not for us. Scratch it, please. Please, please, please. This money is not for us. This money is not for us. What have you done for God? I said nothing, apart from screaming. She said, let's build God a church. Then we can tell God, based on this, do this and that. We took almost the $70,000. I went and then I came back home. I said, at least let's buy a small car so that you are not too much. Taxi, no, they are not. She said, no, I don't like this money. I don't like this money. Because before that time, 4 to 6 months, I had never preached in church. I was discouraged to the point of being depressed. So if we are going to church, I sit down and she will preach. And where we were having the church, she preached and people started coming. 4 months, the place could be packed. People are outside. 5 months, the people are overflowing. And then one day I said, I want to preach. No, I was agitating behind the steering. She said, it's okay. Is everything okay, baby? I said, I feel like I have a word. What's a word, Ben? Which word? You have not preached for 5 months. Which word? I don't think you have any word. So I feel like preaching. She said, because you are seeing people, you want to preach? Okay, preach. And then I preached that day. So I took the money and I said to her, let's buy a small car at least. She said, no, I don't like this money. This money, it doesn't belong to us. So we dug foundation on the 26th of December. And we finished the project on the 16th of February. Less than 2 months. The building was roofed. The building is at Sapeman, at the West District. Sitting on 40 plots of land. The moment we roofed the building, somebody drove a car to the place and gave the keys to me and said, we were praying last night and the Lord told me to bring you this. The Savior's charge, the discipline in the obedience. Ladies and gentlemen, we are giving, but I don't think we have come to the place yet to bring our Isaac to Mount Moriah. We have not come to that place yet. A Savior has a charge. And I'm going to close with this. In this, before I start a very short ministration, before we even lift our voice in praying in the spirit tonight, all over the internet, I want to use this opportunity. There is a charge that I'm talking about. There is the ability to obey God regardless. Regardless, irrespective of that ability. I'm telling you that there are people who bought flight tickets, almost $10,000. It was not because the money was sitting there. It's because they want to just obey the Lord. Just obey the Lord. 70,000. We gave it to the Lord like that. Now let me tell you the testimonies. All the television stations and radio stations that I went to beg that we have small money, they should give us airtime to preach. They turned it down. But after that building came up, that is where the elevation started. My father, Reverend Steve Mensah, invited me, Papa, one Sunday to come and preach. First service, second service. I preach a very simple message. Teach them was the title. When the message is 37, 38 minutes in the message. Young man was watching me on YouTube. Immediately I finished preaching, he took the 38 minute message and then compressed it to 2 minutes 7 seconds and then sent it to my email. How he got it, I didn't. And then he sent a message. Check what I have sent you. If you like it, let me know. I have never seen anything like that. On Monday, I sent him a message. I like it. And then I posted that video. The moment I posted that video, Ohima Mercy called me. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday to her. She called me. 10 minutes after I posted the video, she said, Papa, what trend? And I said, what is that? What is trend? Because at the time, social media was not as popular as that. What trend? Within just about 1 hour, the video had hit Israel. People were calling from everywhere. You know, strange happenings. Now all the stations where I went to beg, including UTV, OKFM, Vision One, including XYZ Television, including Amansan Fit Television, all these guys came to me and offered me airtime for free. For free! All the airtime for free. Where I begged, Pacho, please, all of them gave it to for free. UTV, my original time was 5:30 on Wednesday dawn. They said to me, director says he loves you. Dr. Sam Kwame Despai says he loves you. He wants your preaching at daytime. So they started playing it daytime, Tuesday, daytime, Thursday. 1 hour for free. So 3 air times. Up to today, I have never met Osei Kwame before. Up to today. Just one obedience to the charge. Only one. Just one. I didn't know what it meant for people to come online and they flood a page. One day my friend called and said, Kofi, program now. Do you realize the number of people that are following? It is that friend that made me know that people follow. I didn't know. And I said, how? Then he pointed to me to the eyeballs and the numbers. And then I realized, but when the time the thing hits online, within just about 10 minutes, you know, well, you are almost like 3K already. You know, I go like, you know, is this real or is it inflated numbers? One charge, one obedience. One charge, one obedience. I mean, people travel from around the world to come to Allah. Let's welcome the prophet of God. Alabaster. The Lord sent me, I should bring you this. The Lord said, I should bring you that. The Lord said, I should bring you this. Recently, Papa, the shocking bit of them all, there is a retired gynecologist consultant in the United Kingdom. He's a Ghanaian with his wife. He said, I have been following you for 5 years. I am a theologian myself. I have listened to you for 5 years. And I dedicate my pension to bless you. One charge, one obedience. Just last Sunday, this man, we had a little meeting on Zoom. He said to me, Kofi, let's finish this meeting and I'll call you after. Immediately after the meeting, he called me. He said, you are going to Accra Academy to preach tomorrow. Have 15,000 cedis. Just the bid, your fuel for the team and all that. But I have dedicated that commitment to support you all my life. One charge. Now, I want to speak to the saviors. Tonight, in this atmosphere, I know the prophet of God has a very special, unique, profound, and prophetic assignment over this August convention. I will not disturb that assignment. But the Lord is speaking to me prophetically concerning this particular charge. I am asking only this number of people that wants to honor the Lord in one obedience, only one obedience. 10,000 Ghana cedis. Stand on this altar. Let me pray with you. 7 people, 10,000 Ghana cedis. One obedience, one charge. The day the television people brought the paper, they said, sign. As I'm speaking to you right now, Onia Television. They said, we just want you on our network. I said, I want this time. They said, we will give it to you. I want this time. They will give it to you. I want this time. They will give it to you. They are just waiting for me to say, let's start. They wanted us to start 2 months ago. I said, let's wait till last month. And then they called. I said, let's wait till this other month. They said, it's fine. Just take your time. All that we want is you. Minty as you. I don't understand though. 10,000. Can 3 people join us and I will pray. The Lord told me, he sent you all this way, this journey, to come and fulfill this obligation. One more person. One more person. One more person. 10,000. Don't let my father stand for long. One more person. Thank you, sir. The Lord bless you. And before I will allow them to sit down, I will not go too far. This is the year 2023. I'm asking people in this building who wants to honor the Lord with 2,300 Ghana cedis only. And then let's pray. 2,300. As many, join us. Let's pray. 2,300. Clap your hands for them. Let's pray. Online. One charge. One obedience. This is it. This is it. You can't miss it. One charge, one obedience. And if you have 1,000 Ghana, join us. You do this for your children. 1,000 Ghana, 500 Ghana, 200 Ghana. I started from 10,000. I will end with 100 cedis. 100, yeah, one my ebu apayo. One my 100 ebu apayo. Bless you, sir. The Lord bless you. When the glory comes, there will no words to say. Oh. I'm looking for somebody who wants a turning point in your life. Oh God, you want a breaking point. It will blow your mind. You'll be shocked. Online, the numbers are on your screen. There is nothing we are raising funds for. The glory of God is speaking to you. Do this. Let this be covenant. Covenant with God. Covenant with God. Can you lift your hands and Father, in humility, I have done what you ask me. Thank you for the manifest glory that comes with it. Covenant commitment in the precious name of Jesus the Christos. Let the breaking point be now. Let the turning point be now. Let the shift moment be now in the name of Jesus, as your people redeem their obligation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You have up to tomorrow evening like this. The envelope you write by the back of the envelope, Savior's charge, a charge of a Savior. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The charge. If yours is not here, you can take an envelope. The Lord bless you. The charge of a Savior. When the blue. Thank you.
Standing for 1 minute. I want us to lift up prayer for the next 2 minutes, 30 seconds. It is your shift moment. I want somebody to pray in the spirit as God is laying a baton in your hand in the name of Jesus. A relay glory, a relay unction, a relay fire in the name of Jesus. Only 2 minutes, 30 seconds, and we are done. Can you lift your voice like thunder? Lift your voice like thunder. Yeah.
Lay your hand on your head. Somebody pray for yourself.
Father, I honor you for tonight. The glory belongs to you. You show mercy to people who are not eligible for the mercy. They don't qualify for it. We bless you for the advocacy of the cross and the blood. We thank you that this in this end time you have raised men that are friends and women that are friends of yours. You are using them as refinery flames and refinery fires to refine the next generation of masters. I ask in the name of Jesus, let the next session go to the next dimension. Same as tomorrow. And the next day and the next day until we bring this convention to a close. Thank you that your might is in this place. Thank you for our Father, Reverend Eastwood, and our mommy, Mama Rosemond. I'm asking for grace, extra grace. The workload is huge. Grant them extra oil. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Are you clapping? Before I thank my mom and my daddy for this, I never dreamt. I love this ministry. I follow a few ministries that I follow every Sunday. On Monday, I watch the service. This is one I follow every Sunday. All the four sessions, I try to follow everyone. But I never dreamt or imagined that one day I will stand here. Thank you, Papa. I'm grateful. That's it. Asi Bibri. Ami, thank you. Thank you for the hospitality. Take your offering for this session, and then immediately after the next voice you will hear is my father's voice, and then eventually the voice of the prophet. I declare in the name of Jesus, your sacrifice will provoke the benevolence of God in Jesus' precious name. Everybody online, join us as well in Jesus' precious name. Paulo, now. Thank you. The Lord bless you.
I have more than a song today. I brought myself. I am the sacrifice.
What shall we say to these things? This is super charge. Can you give a big clap offering to Jesus? Super charge. The Savior's charge. I almost felt it shouldn't stop. I could have listened to him the whole night. But I mean, awesome. You know, this year I told myself, I said, I'm going to be watching these my friends as they come in. And when anybody comes and he doesn't pray hard from home before he comes here, any trouble I'll put on their head, I'll put it on their head because I feel my bread. And when I look at you and I think you will carry something, I just take it and throw it. So he got here and I just threw it at him. I said, can you preach tonight? And what a word, what a blessing. And meanwhile, the whole afternoon we're roaming about. We went to all those places. We went to Samek, Har Kadosh. We went to the village. We came back to the school. We're just moving all over the place. And it's so amazing. And he was in all those meetings. And I can imagine him saying, Yanyan Temenko Fiene Jumaho. And I do have a preaching. I told my wife, I said, and I do the mean preaching me, what buy me? And Tina Minomunam Yanana in family. Me, why you? I don't even know how you have been standing there, George. And he's always looking for promotion. Daddy, mommy has promoted me to senior protocol. Mommy said never. Mommy said he has not promoted him anywhere. Mommy said he hasn't promoted him anywhere. But before this man of God leaves the land of Bogatanga, oil has to come on his head and oil has to come on his wife. We have to believe God for them for the next level. You know, there are times you are at this level and you are wondering what next level again. But there is always another level. Always another level. And please, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch their lives. God is working and he's up to something. Anoint him. Touch him. Breathe on them. Ah, Jesus. Jesus. Touch. Your holy name glorified. Stir up every gift in them. Every anointing in the name of Jesus. New doors open. New opportunities. New avenues and means of glorifying God. We ask in the name of Jesus. May your words burn like fire. May they descend like rain. May they blow like a wind. So your words, a fire, a wind, and a rain. Father, touch them. Stir up their gifts. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Touch. The word of knowledge, word of wisdom, descending of spirits. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gift of prophecy, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings, and the gift of faith, descending of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Let every gift come alive. Back, walk. God's name glorified. Breathe on your daughter's life. We pray that God's name be glorified. Amen.
God is working. He's up to something.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.